Chapter 12. When he came in the house, he did not turn on the light, but took off his shoes in the hall and went up the bare stairs in his stocking feet. He undressed and got into bed, wearing only his undershirt, before his wife woke. In the dark, she said, "Harry." And he said, "Go to sleep, old woman." "Harry, what's the matter?" "Going to make a trip."
"Who with?"
"Nobody. Albert, maybe."
"Whose boat?"
"I got the boat again."
"When?"
"Tonight."
"You'll go to jail, Harry."
"Nobody knows I've got her."
"Where is she?"
"Hid." Lying still in the bed, he felt her lips on his face and searching for him, and then her hand on him, and he rolled over against her close.
"Do you want to?"
"Yes, now."
"I was asleep. Do you remember when we'd do it asleep?"
"Listen. Do you mind the arm? Don't it make you feel funny?"
"You're silly. I like it. Any that you I like. Put it across there. Put it along there. Go on. I like it, true."
"It's like a flipper on a loggerhead."
"You ain't no loggerhead. Do they really do it 3 days? Coot for 3 days?"
"Sure. Listen, be quiet. We'll wake the girls."
"They don't know what I've got. They won't never know what I've got." "Ah, Harry, that's it. Ah, you honey."
"Wait."
"I don't want no wait. Come on, that's it. That's where. Listen, did you ever do it with a nigger wench?"
"Sure."
"What's it like?"
"Like nurse shark."
"You're funny, Harry. I wish you didn't have to go. I wish you didn't ever have to go. Who's the best you ever did it with?"
"You."
"You lie. You always lie to me. There. 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 No,
you're the best.
I'm old."
"You'll never be old.
I've had that thing."
"That don't make no difference when a woman's any good."
"Go ahead. Go ahead now. Put the stump there. Hold it there. Hold it. Hold it now. Hold it."
"We're making too much noise.
We're whispering."
"I got to get out before it's daylight."
"You go to sleep. I'll get you up. When you come back, we'll have a time. We'll go to a hotel up in Miami like we used to. Just like we used to. Some place where they never seen either of us. Why couldn't we go to New Orleans?"
"Maybe," Harry said. "Listen, Marie, I got to go to sleep now."
"We'll go to New Orleans."
"Why not? Only I got to go to sleep."
"Go to sleep. You're my big honey. Go on to sleep. I'll wake you. Don't you worry."
He went to sleep with the stump of his arm out wide on the pillow, and she lay for a long time looking at him. She could see his face in the streetlight through the window.
"I'm lucky," she was thinking. "Those girls, they don't know what they'll get. I know what I've got and what I've had. I've been a lucky woman." Him saying like a loggerhead. I'm glad it was an arm and not a leg. I wouldn't like him to have lost a leg. Why do you have to lose that arm? It's funny, though. I don't mind it. Anything about him I don't mind. I've been a lucky woman. There ain't no other men like that. People ain't never tried them, don't know. I've had plenty of them. I've been lucky to have him. Do you suppose those turtles feel like we do? Do you suppose all that time they feel like that? Or do you suppose it hurts the she? I think of the damnedest things. Look at him, sleeping just like a baby. I better stay awake so as to call him. Christ, I could do that all night if a man was built that way. I'd like to do it and never sleep. Never, never, no, never. No, never, never, never. Well, think of that, will you? Me at my age? I ain't old. You said I was still good. 45 ain't old. I'm 2 years older than him. Look at him sleep. Look at him asleep there like a kid.
2 hours before it was daylight, They were out at the gas tank in the garage, filling and corking Demijohns and putting them in the back of the car. Harry wore a hook strapped to his right arm and shifted and lifted the wicker-covered Demijohns handily.
You don't want no breakfast?
When I come back.
Don't you want your coffee?
You got it?
Sure, I put it on when we came out.
Bring it out. She brought it out and he drank it in the dark, sitting at the wheel of the car. She took the cup and put it on the shelf in the garage.
I'm coming with you to help you handle the jugs, she said.
All right, he told her, and she got in beside him. A big woman, long-legged, big-handed, big-hipped, still handsome, a hat pulled down over her bleached blonde hair. In the dark and the cold of the morning, they drove out the county road through the mist that hung heavy over the flat.
What you worried about, Harry?
I don't know. I'm just worried. Listen, are you letting your hair grow out?
I thought I would. The girls have been after me.
The hell with them. You keep it like it is.
Do you really want me to?
Yes, he said. That's the way I like it.
You don't think I look too old?
You look better than any of them.
I'll fix it up then. I can make it blonder if you like it.
What have the girls got to say about what you do? Harry said. They got no business to bother you.
You know how they are. You know young girls are that way. Listen, if you make a good trip, we'll go to New Orleans, should we?
Miami.
Well, Miami anyway, and we'll leave them here.
I got some trip to make first.
You aren't worried, are you?
No.
You know, I lay awake almost 4 hours just thinking about you.
You're some old woman.
I can think about you any time and get excited.
Well, we got to fill this gas now, Harry told her.